Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about the different strategies that agencies could use to generate leads and obviously sales. The reason that we wanted to talk about this week is because I get a lot of calls and questions from friends of mine who are running smaller agencies, who want to start their own agencies, who want to build clients to be able to produce results for them. Now, in terms of the marketing agent, there are marketing agencies who might be doing traditional marketing. There are marketing agencies who might be doing SEO, PPC, Facebook ads, et cetera, email marketing. And there are companies, branding companies, agencies who deal with brand repositioning. And they usually do design kind of work and more creative work. For example, those kinds of businesses are if you have a line of swimwear, for example, and you want to launch it, and you need to go through a photo shoot and a creative and a good website and a nice looking brand. So these are what these creative agencies take care of. So regardless of whatever your agency, your marketing agency, or your branding agency is doing, it is possible to generate leads online, both inbound and outbound. And we're going to talk about that today. Before we start reviewing the different strategies, Joe, you take care of most of this for Optimum 7. So is it hard for these agencies?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really hard for these agencies. And one of the reasons why is because a lot of these agencies fail at one of the following, right? They're not familiar enough with their product offering, their services. They really don't know what their target demographic should be. And more importantly, they haven't identified what their value proposition is. And that's extremely important. If you can't easily explain and stand out from the rest with your value proposition, then you're just another general individual just trying to outreach to, you know, to another company to try to acquire a new business, and it's just too generalized.
Correct. And there's nothing wrong with trying to learn and trying to have clients, but most important thing is don't overpromise and underdeliver, because marketing overall gets a bad reputation. I'm members in a lot of Facebook groups, and every single day I see tens of posts that say, hey, how can I get my first client? I want to start an agency. I want to have clients. But again, you know, you burn people out, and then it makes it difficult for everybody in the industry. So if you don't know what you are doing, if you are not an expert, you know, start slow. Don't promise the world to people that you cannot deliver. That would be one of the first things that we'd say. And that's why it's so difficult getting new clients in our industry, is because most of the clients are already burned out because they went cheap and they paid somebody and they basically threw the money away. So let's get into it. The first one that we're going to talk about is cold email. There is a way for you to build leads and get conversations going with cold email, but you have to know how to do that. So what do you think is the most essential thing about cold email, Joe?
One is building your list. Mm-hmm. You need to build the right list. And again, that goes back to identifying who your target is. And once you have that list, you can now personalize it specifically to that industry, making it a little bit easier to then penetrate their inbox.
Got it. So again, if you're trying to get, let's say, real estate agents as clients, don't send it to 1 million real estate agents in the United States. First of all, you're not going to go into the inbox. Second of all, it's not going to be a targeted message. It's a combination of things. Most people don't understand that. So what I would go back to is you have to have your core structure right. And the core structure when you're sending cold email to people is you have to validate those emails, number one. Number two, you have to use the right infrastructure, which we recommend Mailgun for. So you definitely should be using Mailgun. And we'll also share Mailum here because that's a UI client that goes for Mailgun. Mailgun allows you to have static IPs, dedicated IPs, and it allows you to warm up these IPs. But again, you have to know what you're doing. You have to validate emails. You have to test your emails. If you're using something like outreach.io or something like Mailshake, don't send more than 20 emails per day. have your follow-ups ready, and also your copy needs to be really good. No spelling mistakes. Hey, you know, give me a call. No, you want to increase engagement. So ask for a response back. Hey, I have this for you. Should I send this to you? I ran this report. Should I send it over to you? You want them to reply back to you saying, yes, send it over to me. Yes, I'm interested. Don't just add a link to the copy and have them go to the link, because then you're building no engagement. And sooner or later, you're going to fall into the spam folder for people. So cold email works like a charm. We do it here at Optimum 7. We do it on a very targeted basis. So one of the questions is, how much does it cost for me to get a lead? Well, I'll tell you, we get leads usually anywhere between $2 and $10 when we do cold email. When you divide what we spend on the entire technology list and everything, divided by the number of leads we get. So that's pretty good. And by the way, we don't work with every single agency. We pick who we work with. But if you want us to do this lead generation for you, we'll be happy to. As long as, again, in the beginning we said you're a legitimate agency, you're a legitimate creative agency or a marketing agency, and you have value. The second way is kind of how you could get in with cold email, but it's very, very important. We call it reporting, but it's not really a report. Let's call it the value proposition. What is your value proposition to start a conversation with somebody? Okay, and that's very important. So one of the things that you could do, for example, hey, let me run you a visibility report online. And your domain name's visibility is not so good, blah, blah, blah. Now, Joe, we get a lot of emails like this where people are sending us these reports, even though we're their competitors. Mm-hmm. And it's literally like just an export, 10-page export, all the links and all the URLs that you run from something called Screaming
Generic Frog. Yeah.
Generic. So what do you think? What should this report or value proposition have if an agency is trying to get somebody else as a customer?
Yeah. So again, it goes back to the personalization of it. And one of the best ways you can really make it personal is by doing a screencast report, right? So don't just send over a report that says XYZ. Actually go through a report, have your webcam on so they can actually see you. It humanizes, you know, the process, and walk them through step by step of what you're seeing, whether it be their website, how they can convert better, their online visibility, what their SEO is like, and things like that. That's what we've seen to be extremely, extremely effective.
Correct. So screencasts always work because you can put your face on it and they can watch you. And you have to, however, you have to be confident and you have to be able to provide the value. And you have to create some pain on that screencast or in that offer. You have to say, hey, look, your competitors are beating you. You have to say, hey, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. You have to say these things. If you don't say these things, you don't trigger the owner or the decision maker to actually listen to you. And remember, a sale always starts with a conversation. So what you want to do is you want to take these prospects from cold to warm to hot. And you have to have your own internal processes, and you have to track these processes to be able to do that. The third thing that we want to talk about that has worked very well for us as well is partner relationships. So most people look at another agency and say, oh, you're a competitor, we can't work together. But that's not true. We have partnerships with over 10 agencies that do the same or similar things that we do. But remember, when you build a partnership with another agency, they might do three things really well and you might be doing two things really well, and it has to complement each other. But if you're really good at something, people will recommend you. If you have a base of 50 clients, and if you do an agreement with another agency and they have a base of 50 clients, now suddenly you have 100 clients to upsell. But it goes back to the beginning. What is your value proposition for that other agency? Are you really good with paid search? Are you really good with email deliverability? Optimum 7, for example, our value proposition is that we run our own e-commerce operations, only generation operations. We're not just an agency, but we have multiple businesses in SaaS, in lead generation, in consulting, in manufacturing. So we know business side of things really well. We know software and integrations really well. What is your agency's value proposition when you're building these partnerships with another agency? Once you nail that down, then what you want to do is you want to start reaching out to people. Joe, what's the best way to reach out to other agencies to start building these relationships?
So again, identify where your strong suit is, what your weaknesses are. You know, be self-aware. Know that you're weak in certain areas, and look for agencies that complement your agency. Stay local. You know, write a good copy to outreach, and try to meet up with at least one agency a week. You know, make a list of 10 and make it a goal to at least hit 10 agencies a week. You know, they'll be more than happy to meet with you. So, you know, again, stay local.
And you have to have the value, right? So you can't be like, hey, let's meet and I want to have clients.
No, absolutely.
It's got to make sense. You have to say something like, hey, you know, I usually outsource this kind of work. Mm-hmm. And again, even if that's not accurate, mm-hmm. you got to say it. You got to say, hey, I usually outsource this kind of work. You might not have it, but it's a win-win. It has to be a win-win. Maybe the next client mm-hmm. that you come, you can refer it to them. You might not have a referral for them right now, but start the conversations. And the value is really important. If you have these meetings, and if you are not an expert in something and you don't know what you're talking about, they're going to dismiss you. So you have to have your stuff ready.
Yeah. And I also want to say, you know, going back to agencies that are first starting out and how they can generate more leads. Agency partnerships are one of the easiest ways for up and coming agencies, young agencies, to start generating new clients, right? If it's really difficult to go after a client in an industry when you have no portfolio to back you up.
Correct.
And a lot of times, I would say 8-9 times out of 10, if you approach another agency and say, hey, look, I have this prospect that I'm in communications with. Can we partner up on this? Can I have your pitch deck? Can I have, you know, some of your case studies to use? Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, they'll say, sure, go ahead. Even knowing that on the backside, they could get burned.
Correct.
They'll take that chance.
Yep.
So agencies are definitely a good way for, you know, agency relationships are a great way for young and upcoming agencies to get some leads.
Got it. And the next thing we want to talk about is great content. What other... And there's a reason we're doing these videos. We commit to this. I think we've done 25, 26 of these already. It's been 6-7 months. So you have to commit to generating content. If you look at Optimum 7's blog, we have a lot of articles and blog posts there as well. Some of them over 4,000 words. We get a lot of inbound traffic. You have to communicate about your expertise. What problems did you solve last week for your clients? What new things did you start doing? What software did you develop? So you have to look at all of this stuff and you have to write about this stuff. If you don't write about it, nobody knows about it. And then once you write, you have to optimize it. You have to promote it on social media. Twitter is a good angle for this. Do Facebook ads. You could put $40, $50 on Facebook ads and promote your content. The more people you need, the more leads you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you have a good call to action on this copy. Now, Joe, we've done a lot of copy like this and we talk about it on a daily basis. What's the top thing that you would say is important when you're generating this level of content?
So first things first is you have to practice what you preach. It's very difficult for an agency to obtain a new client and offer a product or service that they can't actually execute themselves for themselves.
Correct. So there are a lot of SEO agencies and they say we do SEO and they don't rank for anything. And I always give this example. I'm like, if I'm going to hire you as a personal trainer, you better not be 300 pounds, right? So you have to practice what you preach. Yep. What else?
And really just dive in. Don't overthink it. Just sit down, put your head down, and start writing.
Start writing. Okay. And the last one that we want to talk about is the Facebook bots. Now, you might have heard about this. It's a great lead generation strategy. Obviously, you have to be doing Facebook marketing. You have to be doing retargeting. AdWords retargeting is extremely expensive, but Facebook retargeting can be better, especially for impressions, especially if you can do a video and target for impressions on that video. But bots is a great way to pull people out of your ads and send them offline to start a conversation with them. And we've done some of these bots, Joe. So what are you looking at in terms of the per lead value for these bots? Obviously, the ad is important. Your target is important. Mm-hmm. But how much do we, on average, pay for these leads that come through the Facebook bots?
So it depends. You know, we've seen that in some industries, it could be as high as $250. But, you know, now that we've already have an optimized bot and, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, we're now down to the $20 to $50 range per lead.
Got it. And again, if you are selling these services, especially if your services are monthly reoccurring, if you close a $22,000 a month client, that's worth $24,000 for you. What that means is you could spend $20, $50, $100, $200 per lead, but very, very important. So we're not really going to talk about it here, but your sales process and your sales funnel has to be really, really good. You have to have salespeople who follow up on these leads, who nurture these leads, because some of these leads will start cold and you have to make it warm and hot. If you don't have the back end, don't even spend any money on lead generation, because you're going to waste money and you're not going to be able to close. And as Optimum 7, we went through all these phases. So it's very important that your back end is able to sell. That's one of the most important things as well.
Yeah. Like you said, everything that we just talked about would be for nothing if you don't have that back end set up.
Yep. So that's it for this week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.